part of the Podketeers Network.
It's the Quiz Viewer Podcast, the only fun fact and quiz show on the Podketeers Network.
Hey everyone, I'm Andrew, and thank you for joining me for the 63rd time here at Quizneyland. Here at Quizneyland, I'll be bringing you fun facts and trivia from all aspects of the Walt Disney Company. On this episode, we'll learn about dancing Star Wars characters, fountains, Broadway musicals, and princesses. So let's boogie right into our first segment, Did You Know? Did you know there is an event at a Disney park where Star Wars characters danced to modern songs? Star Wars Weekends was an event held annually at Disney's Hollywood Studios in Walt Disney World. The event typically occurred on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday of four consecutive weekends in May and June and featured appearances by cast and crew members from the Star Wars franchise. Many original Disney characters also appeared dressed in Star Wars characters, such as Jedi Mickey, Minnie as Leia, Donald as a Stormtrooper, Goofy as Darth Vader, and R2-MK, a Mickey Mouse-stylized astromech droid. The first event was held in 1997 and had been held in 2000, 2001, and annually from 2003 till 2015. In November 2015, Disney discontinued the event due to the construction of Star Wars Galaxy's Edge. Events at Star Wars Weekends included Jedi Training, Trials of the Temple, Star Wars A Galactic Spectacular, Star Wars Parade, Behind the Force, Obi-Wan and Beyond, Carbon Freeze Me, and Snig and Oopla's Hyperspace Hoopla. Snig and Oopla's Hyperspace Hoopla premiered in 2001 as part of Star Wars Weekends. It started as an over-the-top comedic vaudeville-style show hosted by galactic entertainers Snig and Oopla. They would do bits with other Star Wars characters, make jokes, and sing songs. Snig and Oopla would appear periodically throughout the day as MCs for the event's happenings on the stage. Hyperspace Hoopla would evolve over the years to include the very popular Dancing with the Star Wars Stars. Dancing with the Star Wars Stars started in earnest in 2007 and is exactly what it sounds like, Star Wars characters participating in a dance competition. The first year was a disco theme featuring Chewbacca and the Jawas dancing to You Should Be Dancing by the Bee Gees, Luke and Leia dancing to We Are Family, and Padme and Darth Vader dancing to I Will Survive. Following years would have similar lineups with Chewbacca and Jawas and or Ewoks dancing to Footloose, Jump Around, Walk This Way, Welcome to the Jungle, Sexy and I Know It, and Hey Ya. Darth Vader and the Stormtroopers would dance to Thriller, Beat It, Enter Sandman, Smooth Criminal, Hammer Time, and Bad. A girl group consisting of Leia, Padme, Ahsoka Tano, Sam Wessel, and Ara Singh would dance to Girls Just Wanna Have Fun, Wanna Be, and Material Girl. In 2009, the Hyperspace Hoopla got a theme song, which was sung to the theme of Star Wars by Snig and Oopla themselves. It would also serve as an introduction to the characters we would meet later on in the show. In 2011, the Hyperspace Hoopla got a big new stage. According to the script, Snig borrowed money from Palpatine to pay for it. Palpatine then crashes the Hoopla to collect his money, where Oopla challenges him to a dance-off to pay the debt. The Emperor accepts because he says he has mad skills, yo. Palpatine then becomes a recurring character and dance contestant from 2011 on. Songs he's danced to include Back in Black, Mama Said Knock You Out, and Fight for Your Right to Party. In 2013, the final year of Hyperspace Hoopla, Palpatine has taken over and rebranded the show Palpatine's Hyperspace Hoopla. He has tied Snig and Oopla up, but quickly releases them to host the show. Palpatine then tells us that he is the Oopla's father. Other notable songs featured in Snig and Oopla's Hyperspace Hoopla include a version of the YMCA called Y-O-D-A, Soulja Boy, Harlem Shake, Gangnam Style, Thrift Shop, Moves Like Jagger, and other similar songs. And other characters not mentioned that appear in the Hyperspace Hoopla include C-3PO, R2-D2, Darth Maul, a Gamorrean guard, Figurin Dan and the Modal Nodes, Greedo, Boba Fett, Jango Fett, Kit Fisto, Mickey Mouse, and more. The show was replaced by the DJ Lobot Dance Party in 2014 and 2015. And that's all for this time on Did You Know? We will be back with the Quizneyland quiz after a short word from our sponsor.
What is a villain without a good sidekick? Not much if you ask me, and I would know. I just happen to be a darn good sidekick myself. Mr. Smee's the name, and I'm here to tell you about my very own sidekick agency. Need a bumbling oaf to do your bidding? Call Mr. Smee. Need a big lug of a fella to carry you? Call Mr. Smee. How about a horde of goons to protect your fortress? Call Mr. Smee. Mr. Smee's sidekick agency provides only the most premium lackeys at below market rate. So what are you waiting for? Contact me, Mr. Smee, today. If you call in the next 15 minutes, you'll get an animal companion included with your order. So set your course for Mr. Smee's sidekick agency.
And we're back, and it's time for the Quizneyland Quiz. Here at the Quizneyland Quiz, I'll be asking you three trivia questions of increasing difficulty. You'll have about 20 seconds to come up with your answer. If you have not figured out about halfway through, I'll pop it with a hint. And if you don't get the question right, well, at least you learned something. Let's get started with question one. A Kugel fountain can be found in what land at both Disneyland and Magic Kingdom? It is the same land in both parks. Time's up. The answer is Tomorrowland. A Kugel ball or Kugel fountain is a large granite ball that is supported by a thin layer of water. Kugel means sphere in German. The granite must be a perfect sphere and placed on a base that has the exact same curvature as the ball. The Kugel ball in Tomorrowland weighs about 6 tons. One can also be found in Pixar Pier at California Adventure. Let's move on to question two. What Disney musical celebrated 10 years on Broadway in 2024? The film it is based on was released in 1992. Time's up. The answer is Aladdin. The Broadway production opened at the New Amsterdam Theater on March 20th, 2014, and has been produced globally since. It is the 10th highest grossing Broadway production of all time, having grossed $500 million at the Broadway Theater as of August 2022. It has been seen by more than 14 million people worldwide as of August 2022. Now it's time for the final question. Sherry Stoner was the live-action reference for what two Disney characters? The characters are both princesses. Time's up. The answer is Ariel and Belle. Animators would use live-action references to figure out how to best stage and draw scenes and characters. Sherry's performances and mannerisms injected life into these characters. One trait that came directly from Sherry was biting her lower lip, which wouldn't have been part of the character of Ariel if it wasn't for her. Well, that's our show. Thanks for playing. I hope you had fun and possibly learned something too. Until next time, hoopla, hyperspace hoopla, and this has been our trip into
Quizneyland. Quizneyland is a proud part of the Podketeers Network. Our music was done by Cirque Dumas. Don't forget to follow Quizneyland on Instagram or join the Podketeers channel on Discord. Send any comments, questions, or suggestions to Quizneyland@podketeers.com.
Part of the Podketeers Network.